Wonder if I can just disconnect. Okay, is it going up? Okay, we're recording. Okay, today's daf is Yom Daf Chav Ches. We'll learn today that the daf this week is sponsored by Bruchi and Kenny Norensberg, Lezecha Nishmas Nisil Bas Tova, whose New York site is Gimel Sivan. Most want today's daf, Lezecha Nishmas Chaye Hadats Bas Yitzchak. Okay. So we are actually on the bottom of Chav Zayin Amud Beis, for the words of the Rosh Tevo, is the Ika de Amri. So yesterday, we had a statement at the top of Amud Beis, where Rav Yochanan says, go back to the top line, Amar Rav Yasi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Zar Shesider Es HaMaracha, if a Zar, non-Kohen, was Mesider the Maracha, again, we try to figure out how exactly he did that, because he's not allowed to be there, but Zar Shesider Es HaMaracha, Schayev, he's Chayev Mitzah, he's Chayev Mitzah, and then we asked the question, if you went down, then it was Masif Lo Rav Zerah. Rav Zerah asks, "V'chiyeshach avoda shekshayer b'layla, how can you have an avoda that's mutar to be done at night? Upsula bazar, and then bazar b'chayim misa." And then we went through the Gemara yesterday. Now the Gemara says, "V'ikad ami maskev for Rav Zerah." Another lashon of what the question of Rav Zerah was on the din of Rav Yochanan about the zar shasid hamaracha. So ikad ami on the bottom, excuse me, of Chav Zayin on the base, ikad ami maskev for Rav Zerah. Rav Zerah asked the following question: "V'chiyeshach avoda." Sheyesh achara avoda upsula bazar? Is there a possibility? Where else do we have that there's an avoda that's not the completion of avoda? It's not avoda tama. It doesn't end. It doesn't end what you the process of what's going on, because by here you have the seder maracha. Besides the seder maracha, afterwards you have to put on the shnei gizrei eitzim. You have to put on the last two logs. Plus possibility you may have to burn the things on it. So, but it's definitely not the end. So how do you have a case where something is not the end point of a certain avoda, and psula bazar, Rashi points out, means psula bazar to be mechayev misa. So how can Rav Yochanan say that a zar shesider maracha will be chayev misa? So now there's major girsa issues. So since we follow Rashi and the Tosfos is really long, so we're going to take out the next four lines, basically four and a half lines from Evarim, go down to the fifth line to where it says kasha. We'll start afterwards. It says Ella. Itmar, so based on that question, this is going to be, we're going to revise the question of Rabbi Zerah. Ela'i Itmar, Hachi Itmar. This is what Rabbi Yossi was said. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Amar Rabbi Asi, this is what Rabbi Yochanan said. Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zar Shesider Shnei Gizrei Eitzim Chayiv. A Zar who puts on the last two logs, the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, he is going to be Chayiv. Why? Because that he's going to say, Ho Vil Gavoda Tamahi. That's the end. That's the last part of setting up the wood and the fire on the mizbeach. So that's what right hold of the tamahi. Rashi says to shalim le sidur. That finishes up the setup. That's finishing the setup. So now the Gemara says a maskif la rava. So Rav says that's the case. Well, if it's a avoda tama, then the assumption is it's a pretty chashuv thing, right? If a avoda tama means it's finishing up the setup, it's a chashuv thing. Elameyata tibari pais. Maybe the Chacham should have said, if something is so chashuv like that, why didn't they set up a lottery for that to determine who gets to do that? The Gemara says, v'lo by pious? Really? They did it? They did. V'lo by pious? That's rhetorical. Matanya, we had the Brisa that said, and we just did it a few days ago, right? Misha Zacha b'Trumas Hadeshen, the one who won the pious for the Trumas Hadeshen, Yiska b'Sidur Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. He also gets the Sidur Gizrei Eitzim. It's part of the pious for the Trumas Hadeshen, was a Sidur Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. So it is. It's an avodah tama. It's chashuv, and they did put it in the lottery. That's why someone had to win that. So Gemara says, no, hachi kama. This is what the question they ask. You faisu la bifnei atzma. They should be mefais it on its own. Why is it joined together with the Truma Sadeshin? It should be mefais on itself. So the Gemara says, kidam rinan. Not like we said before. So what does kidam rinan mean? Like we said before, was that you're right, it should have been done on its own. But what happened was, as if you remember in the beginning, the Kohanim used to run up to get to the Trumas Hadeshen. And then they still had the danger, they shoved people off and people got hurt and somebody got killed. Right? And so they changed it and they made the pious. And then the Kohanim were like, I don't want to do that. Why should I be involved and wake up and do all this if the possibility exists? I'm not getting the Trumas Hadeshen. So to sweeten the pot, they put in the Seed of Gizmer Eitzim into that pious. So that's why, yeah, you're right, maybe it should have been by itself, but we needed it to sweeten the pot for the Trumas Hadeshen, Kidam Rinan. So then the Gemara says, L'meimra, does this mean to take, so now we said, basically, we said that, if it's an avoda tama, right, if it's something that's an avoda that completes a process, and here the Sidur Shnei Gizrei Eitzim completes the process of setting everything up on the Mizbeach, so L'meimra da avoda tama, v'zar chayev alei misa, and if it's a vodatama, the end of a process, and a zar is chayev misa on it, that's when bayi payis. Then that's when you would need a lottery to determine who does it. And here there's a lottery to determine who does the sidur shni gizrei itzim. Right? So the maimer, the vodatama, v'zar chayev alei misa, bayi payis, but ein zar chayev alei misa, lo bayi payis, then, and so the assumption would be, the diyuk would be, if a zar is not chayev misa, you would not require a payis. You require pious for a very chashuv avoda, which has two components, avoda tama and zar chayev misa. So if you're missing any of those components, maybe you wouldn't need a pious. But what about bari shchita or about shchita? Shchita was one of the things that we said that you needed a pious for, and yet we know that shchita k'sheir bizar. You can take a long knife in and you can shecht, right? Put on the end of the bamboo. Right? So why is that a pious? We just said that in order to be chayev misa, in order to require pious, you needed two requirements, avoda tama, which shchita really isn't, or could be, it depends. So avoda tama and zar chayev misa. Zar is not chayev misa by shchita, by rei shchita. So says, no. Shani shchita, detchilas avoda the yomimi. Shchita has its own chashivas. That's the first thing that you're really doing in the day. It's the first action with the karbanos. So therefore, it takes on its own very independent, important status. So therefore, we're going to say do a pious for that. You want to be the start of the karbanos. That's something that people want, so that's something we're going to put a lottery in. So again, now we have a girsa issue. So we're going to, again, see the big base. Rashi doesn't have this girsa, the grud takes out the girsa. Again, Tosos tries to finagle the girsa in. But so take out from Lememra, 4.5 lines down to Amar Mar Zutra. Right? So it makes it easy for Magid here. So Amar Mar Zutra, so Mar Zutra says, V'itimer Rav. We'll get toast, different toast in a second. So Amar Mar Zutra, the Tamer of Ashi, Af Anan Nami Tanina. I also learned, can have proof in, from a Mishnah. What's his, Af Anan Tim Tanina what? Rashi says, Af Anan Tam Tanina, the Sidur Gezirin Avodatamihi. That the Sidur Shnei Gezirei Eitzim is considered an Avodatam, so the end of a process. The Kid Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Yochanan says here, Vidilo Kirav Levi, not like Rabbi Levi said previously, the low, that it's not the low, manullah bavod, zachai v'loha, mishum tiyeshe chareya, sidra evarim. Rav and Levi argue. They say that the sidur shnei gezer eitzim is not an avodah tama, and therefore they would say that the azar who does the sidur shnei gezer eitzim would not be chayav misa, because they say that the sidur shnei gezer eitzim is not the end of a process, it's just a heitimsa to burning the limbs on the mizbeach. So it's not, the burning the limbs would be the end of the process, and that they would agree, azar puts them on would be chayav misa. So now we have him, he's saying, Afanan Nami Tanina, in accordance to Shita Rabbi Yochanan, that it is an Avodah Tama. And once it's an Avodah Tama, Azar B'chayim Misa. Why? Because it's the mission that we're going to do in a moment, in the beginning of the third parak. Amar Lahem HaMamune, so the appointed one, whoever that is, the appointed one, says, as the morning is coming, Tzu'u U'ru'u Im Higia Zman Shchita. Go and check and see if the time for Shchita has come. Is it early enough? Is it late enough? Is the morning started that we can shech the Korban Tamid? But he doesn't say, go and see if the time for the Sidur Shnei Gezer Eitzim started. Only focusing on the Shchita. Rashi says, what does that mean? Alma Avodas Lailahi. If you're not concerned that you need a morning to come to set up the Sidur Shnei Gezer Eitzim, that means the Sidur Shnei Gezer Eitzim can be done at night. That means it's done and finished at night. So it's an Avodah Tama. You're not worried about it now. It's the end of the night process to put on the wood. He says, Alma avodas lalihi, v'hu gamar sidur hamiracha. And that's the end of setting up the maracha, v'sidur evarim, and placing all the limbs all over it, shehu avodas yom, that tchilas avoda acherasi. That's the new process. That's something starting new today. We're starting that new. Right? V'lo gamar sidur hamirachi. And it's not the end of the maracha, which Rav Levi said it was. But here, if it was the end of the maracha, if it wasn't an ending point, then why doesn't the Mamuna say, okay, it's time to do the Sidur Shnei Gezer Eitzim because we're about to put the limbs on also. The Gemara says, no, that's not a problem. It's not a raya, because we saw this also the other day. Ha de les le takanta katani, ha de is le takanta lo katani. Because if you put up the Shnei Gezer Eitzim too early, it's not such a big deal. Take them off and put them on again. So we're not concerned and say, oh, did the time come? But the Shchita, if you do it the wrong time, like we said before, we'll see in a moment also, do it the wrong time, like there was a cloudy day, they messed up, they couldn't figure out what the light was, then you have a problem. That you have to burn that item all, it's no good, it was at the wrong time. So we're only concerned really about the Shechita, because there's no fix for that. But the Sita Shnei Gezer Eitzim, maybe it is a continuous for the say, for putting the Evarim on, but the Mamuna doesn't announce that because we're not concerned so much about it. We don't have to be concerned about the Bedaktik on the time, because worst case scenario, you just take them off and put them back on again. So that's why he's not concerned.
Isn't the day in the Beis HaMikdash different from all other Halakha? Because everything else, the day starts at nightfall. Or three stars, or whenever. And this is just a sort of confusion of that it is really the next day, it's just that it's still
dark. I'm not sure I follow the question, but day starts that day at sunrise.
Only in the Beis HaMikdash, and all other halakha, the day starts the night before, you know.
That the date starts the night before, but the mitzvah of daytime doesn't start the night before. The mitzvah of daytime starts in sunrise. You can't daven shacharis the night before. You have to daven shacharis when the day of daytime begins, which is sunrise.
I say to my wife at the end of Shabbos, you know, I'll clean up on Motzi Shabbos.
Right.
I'll leave it to myself whether I do it before I go to bed or whether I do it.
Okay.
You know, it's the same day. You know, it's.
Yeah, but it's not daytime. It's still nighttime. You can't do the korbanos before daybreak. Halachically, so that we change the date, and now it goes from Yud Gimel to Yud Aleph. Or we count the spheres. So certain halachas we got.
I hear what you say.
But it's not the daytime. There's certain requirements that require sunrise. The person can't bring a karban if he went to mikvah the night before until he has what? Until the next morning when the karban is going. You need morning. You're confusing, I think, two different aspects. The date and daytime. Daytime requires sunrise. Plain and simple. You need sunrise in order to do these things. Right? So you can't bring a karban tamid the night before just because the date switched over. The karban tamid is only during the daytime, right? You can't do, I don't know, you can't daven shacharis the night before because the day switched over. Current tefillah shacharis requires sunrise.
But if you're traveling, for example, then b'di'evad, if you daven before sunrise.
Those are different halachas,
the change over from night to day.
You're changing the date. You're focusing on the date. The changeover from the dates is at the night. Yeah, by Yerva Yivoker, start the night. But there are halachas that require daytime, which is sunrise. You can't do the bris the night before. Oh, it's a new day. No, it's not. You got to do it in the morning. Amar lehem amamuna. So next, hajan alach barishona, hajan alach barishona, hajan alach barishona. Amar lehem amamuna. Okay, so we're continuing the process of what's taking place in the Beis HaMikdash. So amar lehem amamuna, so the appointed one. Rashi said the amamuna is the skan. It was the skan, the assistant, you know, number two guy. Tosi Shon doesn't like that. He talks on and says, Amal HaMemuna, Perish Bekuntrus, Gan Khan. Because in other places he says the same thing. Memuna hu askan, the Enu Nira. Tosu Shalom says, no, right? Ki de Parashtu El, like I explained elsewhere. El Adam Acher, he Shahayi Memuna Kach. There's a certain guy, this is his job. It's not the skan. I don't know, maybe I'll wake him up too early. It's not the skan, it's somebody who's appointed to do this. He says, Tzu'u uru'u im higiyaz manashchita. Go out and see if the time for Shechita, Rashi says, Su'uru'u alachoma olagag. Go to the roof. Go to the rooftop and check to see if the sunrise, you know, if it's like it's not Hanes, it started. It's Shmana Shechita, Imegiya. Haroe Omer, so the one who's looking, the guy's on top, the scout on top, says, Barkai. He says, Barkai, which is, you know, Barak, which is like lightning or light. He says, Barkai. So then this Matiyah ben Shmuel Omer, Matiyah, we'll figure out what this means. Matiyah ben Shmuel says, Omer, Heir Pene Kol HaMizrach Ad Shevechevron. The whole eastern sky is lit up all the way south to Chevron. And who Omer Haynes? So the question is, who's the who? Who's saying this? Who Omer Haynes? He says, yes. Okay. V'lamu hutzulchu l'kach. And why do we need this whole process? Why do we need this whole process? And now, just look outside. Now, I mean, guess what's going to be also when you have, if you're going to have Digizman, right? Maybe you won't need this, right? Why do you need this? V'lamu, excuse me, can you do it? Excuse me. Slicha. Slicha. All right. V'lamu hutzulchu l'kach. Why do you need to do this now? Shapam achas ala mu'or halavana, because one time, I guess the moonlight was very bright. Vidimu shehir on Mizrach, and it appeared to them that the light that lit up at night, that it lit up the eastern side, v'shachtu as hatamid, and they shechted the korban tamid, and it was too early. V'hotziyu lebeis hasreifa, and they brought it out to the beis hasreifa, because they couldn't, it was done too early. So that's what, excuse me, can you do that acharekin? Alafria. Horidu Kohen Gadol Lebeis HaTvila. So what happens is afterwards is that they ended up doing was after this, it becomes morning. So now we're back to Yom Kippur. So at this time, when it became early enough to shech the Talmid, that's when it brought the Kohen Gadol to Beis HaTefillah. Why does it go to Beis HaTefillah? I read a little bit of Beis HaTefillah. Mefarish b'Gemara. I'll explain to the Gemara what is going on here. Zeh HaKlal, this is the rule. This is the rule. Hayah b'Mikdash, this is Zeh HaKlal b'Mikdash. This is the rule that was in the Beis HaMikdash. Kol HaMesich HaZraglov. Whoever has to go to bed defecates, Ton Tefillah. You have to go to the Mikvah, to Kol HaMetil Mayim, and whoever urinates, Ton Kiddush Yad v'Raglayim. He just has to wash his hands and the feet. Okay. Now the Gemara...
I'm confused. How did this problem, how did they alleviate the problem of making the mistake? By going down and checking. Didn't they check that when they made the mistake also?
No, they were looking for the sun. The mom was looking for the... Not just seeing, oh, it's light outside. They went up to the rooftop to find the actual rays of the sun. Okay. Okay, Gemara. Tanya. Tanya. So we're going to... The Bryce will also explain this process. Tanya. Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Rabbi Shmuel says... Barak Barkai, so I guess they say Barak Barkai, that's an answer. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Allah Barkai, that's the words that they use, the Barkai, the light has risen, Allah Barkai. Rashi says, Heir Yosef mi Barak, that's even lighter, so it's a little bit later, a couple of seconds or minutes later. Nechuma Ben Af Kishion Omer, Af Barkai B'Chevron, it's even light south till Chevron. Not sure how they saw it, but okay, it's even light down there. Great, because Chevron is south of Yerushalayim, right? Masiyah ben Shmuel, who's in our Mishnah, who's Hamamuna ala Paisos, he's the one who's in charge of the lotteries. Omer, he says, Heir pinei kol ha-mizrach ad shel Chevron. It's light all the way to the east, all the way down to Chevron. Each one, I think, is just a little bit later. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, Heir pinei kol ha-mizrach ad Chevron. V'yotzu kol ha'am ish l'malachto, and all the people are on their way out to go to work. So he says, "Marshal, wait a second. Ihachi nagale tuva." We're talking about when people go to work. That's really late. That's really light outside. That's really late. So he says, "No, it doesn't mean that all the people went out to work. It's talking about the score pa'ol kamrina. The bosses went out to find the day laborers. You know, they went to Inwood Station to go find the guys to work. That's an earlier time because you want to get the good guys to work. So that's the time. So it's light all the way to Chevron." And the contractors have gone out to find the day laborers. That's what it is. Okay. Right, Rashi says, L'skor po'olim, ha'yotzu ishlum lafto lav al ha'po'olim. It's not the workers themselves, kai, ala balabayis, shehu mashkin b'yoser, limso po'olim l'skor. So, Amar Rav Safra. So Rav Safra says, okay, now somehow here we're talking about Tfilas Mincha. It says, Tzuluse de Avraham. The prayer of Avraham, which is interesting because we say Avraham did Shachris, but the prayer of Avraham is Michi Mishachri Kotle. It's when the walls darken. So what does that mean when the walls darken? So Rashi explains that so you have the wall that was set, I guess, exactly on the right on the line. So when the sun rises, I guess when the sun rises in the east, so the east-facing wall has light. And when does the east-facing wall get dark? As soon as the sun is directly above it, which would be at noon. So that's when the wall is dark, because it's directly above it. It's not promoting light, putting light on either side. So Tzulusa de Avraham, Michi Mishachri Kotli, when the wall gets dark. So number one, the problem is here, what do you mean Tzulusa de Avraham? We're talking about Mincha. That's not Tzulusa de Avraham, that's Yitzchak. So Tosfos Yeshayahu says, Tzulusa de Avraham, he says, the Im Tomar, the Ha'amrina, Perak Tfilos HaShachar, Yitzchak Tiken Tfilos Mincha. Yitzchak Tiken Mincha. Shelemar, the Pasuk says, Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuch Basada. Yitzchak went out to daven in the field. So Yesh Lomar, so one answer is the Akar Shetikna Yitzchak, once Yitzchak was Misakin Mincha, Haya Omer Gam Avram. Avram also used to say it. Okay, that doesn't answer the question though. That's just, because it's still Tfilos to Yitzchak who does it. Kach Perish Rabbeinu Tam, that's what Rabbeinu Tam says. Inami Amar Rebbe. Or you could say, Mikom Makom Hay Omra Avram Mitchila. That really Avram always daven Mincha. Ela Shelo Asa Klal L'chol B'nei Beso. He didn't establish it for everybody to do it. Ad Shetikna Yitzchak, until Yitzchak was Mesakin it. Right, because we're going to see in a moment that a few Eir Tavshilin come in. You know, that Avram Avinu did all the mitzvahs in the Torah, even Eir Tavshilin, he must have also daven Mincha, just that Yitzchak was Mesakin it. Again, I still don't think it answers the question, because it still now should be called in the name of Yitzchak. So that's that. Number two is that we don't daven at 12. We don't daven at noontime. The earliest we'll daven on the perfect day is 12:30, right? Mincha Ketana, right? I think we daven at 12. We daven at 12:30. Mincha Gedolah. Right, without Nimuk Gadol. We don't daven. Like nowadays, we have to be careful this week, Menachem. I don't know what time Nimuk Gadol is. 1:30 might be a little, it's getting close. 1:28 maybe. Right, so what you're talking about, 12 o'clock. We don't do that. So as we'll see later, that maybe we don't do it at that earlier because the walls of the Beis HaMikdash were set up a certain way that you couldn't really tell that it was noon till it was 12:30. But it's an interesting point that they haven't davening at noon when we don't do that. Okay, so Salosa the Avram Yishak Bikotli. Amar Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef then asked the question, Anon me Avram Nekom Venigmar, are we going to get up and learn the halachas from Avram? So what is that? What does that mean? Rashi says, Anon me Avram Nekom Venigmar, he says, Basal Lamdeinu Yosef's reason to Avram. Avram was the super Jew. He used the Mazaris to do it early in the morning. You're going to tell everybody else that they have to do exactly what Avram did? He's so much better. 12 o'clock, that's too early for everybody. Why we learn? That's how Rashi learns it. Tosfos Yeshanim learns a little differently. He says, Anan me Avram. He says, Perish bekunchus slusad Avram. Ve'yesh lano lilmo mimenu v'parich. Anan me Avram neko v'negmor. Perish mi yochol lemaher kemoso. Right? Amarava v'raveno tam perish. V'avram me Avram neko v'negmor. V'alo, our question we had before. V'alo chatzi sheish. The chatzisheva chama al menes barosh al adam. The ain's matvila dayan. Right, he says that's not the Zman Tevilo. We know that Allah is not like Avraham. Right, we don't do it at 12 o'clock. We do it at 12:30. Right, v'amarava tana me Avraham gamar shabbat b'lachi he v'afkish. Okay, that's his question. Rabbeinu Chananel says, Amar Rav Yosef ana me Avraham nigmar k'Avraham klomar Avraham ki mitzvos v'daim al mitna Torah. Avraham was the kind of mitzvahs the Torah was given. We got to learn things from that. When did we learn halachas from? We learned halachas from Sinai, not from Avraham. The ain lan lilmo be minhag neviim. We can't learn from what the neviim before the Matan Torah did, right? El kigon Daniel, the chayotzibom neishenogu be'alakam Moshe Mishinai. But we can't. How are we supposed to learn from Avraham Avinu before Matan Torah, right? Some people say that Avraham Avinu might not even been Jewish. Chas v'shalom to say that, right? He might not have been because it was pre Har Sinai. Okay, he has super whoever it is, all those. But we nitna Torah the Sinai. That's where we learned the halachas from. So three ways to learn that question. Amar Rav Yosef, Ana me Avram nekom v'nigmar. So Amar Rava says, Kna gamar ve'Avraham v'anan lo garmina mine. Wait a second. So Amar Rava, Tana gamar ve'Avraham. What are you talking about? When are we not going to, v'anan lo garmina mine? Oh, Rava says, what are you talking about? There's a Mishnah or a Brisa that learns halachas from Avram, and then we're going to say, we're not going to learn from Avram? What, are you going to tell me because he's Tuzaris or because he's before Matan Torah? We have other cases where the Mishnah certainly holds like Avram. It's not the Tanya. We have a Brisa. Does it change it? No, it's a Brisa in Rosh Hashanah. The Tanya. Ubayom Hashmini Yemo Besorah Lasso. On the eighth day, you do Bris Mila. Milamei Shekol Yom Kasher Mila. We see that the entire daytime is Kasher for the Bris Mila. Elisha has reason Meknim Lemitzvos. We do it early in the morning because we want to be Zaris. Where do you learn that from? Shemar, the Pasuk says, May Avram Avinu, Vayashkim Avram Baboker. And if Yechavosh might be, there are two times where the Torah says, Vayashkim Avram Baboker. One is the one that Vayachavosh here is quoting by Akedah Yitzhak, he got up early in the morning. The other time it says, Vayashkim Avram Baboker is when he was davening for Stone, Anche Stone, Vayashkim Avram Baboker. Here it says, so sometimes it unclear which pasuk they're discussing, but here it says Vayachavosh. It's talking about the pasuk about Akedas Yitzhak. So we learned there Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvah. So I thought maybe the answer would be is that with Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvah, you're not necessarily learning a halacha. You're learning about how to go about doing something. There's an idea out there, Zrizim Makdim LeMitzvah, that we learn from Avram. It's a good thing to do it that way. Because if you do the bris in the afternoon, it's not pasul bris. You just weren't kind. It's trying to do it as a minhag in Eretz. Sometimes they delay the bris to later in the day, which is interesting. Not sure what the source is, but there must be. But so maybe I thought that was the answer. There's a difference between learning the exact halacha and learning a hiddur type part of the mitzvah. But the Gemara doesn't go that way. So Ella Amarava Rav Yosef Hakakashale. This is what Rav Yosef's question was. The question was, like we said before, it's not. We learned in the Mishnah, we just learned in the Mishnah in Kabbalah Nishrat, in Pesachim. Chal Arbe Pesachim Yosef Erev Shabbos. So Erev Pesach falls out on Erev Shabbos. Now we got a problem, because you can't do certain things on Shabbos. Right, so Nishrat B'Sheish Umechza. We push the earliest time that we'll do the Korban Tamid is, we shechted it at 12:30, right? V'kar V'Shevim Mechza, and it's brought in the Mizbeach at 1:30. Right, so the Gemara says, "V'nichshatei michi meshachrei kotle." why don't we just do it at 12? Why wait till 12:30? Wait till the wall gets dark, which is at when the sun is directly above, and do it at 12 instead of 12:30. So Gemara says, my kusha, why is that? That's not a good question. V'dilma kotli de beis hamigdash b'sheish u'mechsa m'shachari mishum delu mechubnei tvutuva. Maybe the kotli beis hamigdash were made in such a way, they say made in such a way that they were narrow on top and wider on the bottom, so the whole wall wouldn't necessarily get dark at 12. It would take some time for it to get dark. So if they were waiting for the walls to get dark, it would be later. So as a siyag, they waited till 12:30. So maybe the halacha really is you do it at 12, but in the Beis HaMikdash, they waited till 12:30 just to make sure. He says, my kusha, dilma kol de Beis HaMikdash, b'sheshu mekshe m'shachri, dilo mechuv netuva. Rashi says, dilo mechuv netuva, on the right side, he says, lo hayu zekufim b'tzumtzum. They weren't exact, I guess. L'fisha choma haisa rachvam l'mata, it was wider on the bottom. The holechas miskatzeres v'ola, and it got an hour on the top. L'fikach in chudo shel sfas oivav l'mala, Metzil as the kifasol hashchiro achetechacham lamarav. I guess the wall on top didn't cast a shadow on the bottom part. I'm not exactly sure how that works. Didn't pass a shadow on the bottom part until a little bit later because it was wider on the bottom. So maybe that's why. Inami, or you say it's different by Avram. Shiny Avram, the it's dagnios gedola haisabelivo. Avram was a big astrologer or astronomer. He would know the exact time. Right? He knew the exact time better. Rashi says the odbaki bihalichos hamazalos. He knew how everything moved. He had the app, I guess, the app to put up and see all the stars. V'tchilos hashos, the hachitana b'bavasar, he's saying b'bavasar, Hashem b'rechts Avram akol, Hashem blessed Avram with everything. It's the ginos gedola haisa b'libo. He had this ability. V'chol malkei mizrach umarav, mashkim l'pisco, lish'ol mazalos. They all came to him, I guess, after horoscope. He knew all this stuff. So for Avram, he knew exactly, we're going to be careful. Yeah, maybe really you could do at 12 o'clock. So Maisa, that becomes a Chachla Maisa. Okay, what about nowadays where we can actually know exactly when noontime is? Maybe we go back to that halacha and daven at 12 as opposed to 12:30. I don't think we do that. And number three, Inami Mishum Dezakein V'yoshev Yeshiva Hava. I'm not sure what that means, but I think it means that since he was a Talmud Chacham, who sat and learned all day, so they knew the halachas. I don't know how an art scroll teaches that. Zakin Ayush. So because he sat and learned all day, he had this extra wisdom. We don't have that wisdom. Similar to the other answer.
Or it's because he was so knowledgeable about astrology, he must have been a great
horoscope. So how's that different than the answer above? Yeah, it just seems like the same. It seems like the same answer. Okay.
Right. Other people maybe wouldn't know as well, so it might be a mistake.
Okay. The Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, Rabbi Chama said the name of Chanina, Yemeim Shal Avosenu, in all the days of our avos, lo parsha yeshiva mehem. They never left the yeshiva. How you be Mitzrayim, yeshiva mayim. They went Mitzrayim, they had the yeshiva. Shenemar, the pasuk says there, Leich Vasafta as Zikne. The idea is that when it says Zikne, that means the ones who are learned, so that means they're in yeshiva. So he says, "Leik v'safta as zikne Yisrael." Hayuba midbar when they were in the midbar, yeshiva imayim. They had this yeshiva as well. Shenemar asval yishivim ishmi zikne Yisrael. From those who were learning, Avram Avinu zakein right v'yoshev yeshiva hayom. He was also a talmid chacham who sat in yeshiva. Shenemar Avraham zakein baba yamin. Right, baba yamin means he's old. Zakein means he's old. So maybe zakein doesn't mean redundant. Maybe zakein means he was a zakein, like he was a wise man. Yitzchak Avinu zakein v'yoshev yeshiva hayu shenemar. Vayhiki zakein Yitzhak. When he got elderly, but I guess it means when he was learning. Yaakov Avinu zakein v'yoshev yeshiva hayah. He also was in yeshiva. Shenemar the enei Yisrael kivado mizokein. Right, his eyes I guess became heavy because of zakein. Again, pshat means that because he got old. But he's saying maybe because the print in the Rashi is so small, so his eyes started getting having a problem with his eyes. Eliezer Eved Avram zakein v'yoshev yeshiva. Even Eliezer, the servant of Avram, was a wise man who sat in yeshiva. I shenemar, the pasuk says, by Yomer Avram el Avdo, Avram says to his servant, Sakan Beiso, right, so there's a Cain again there, Hamosha b'chol Shalom. And Amar of Elazar, Shemosha b'toras Rabo. He commanded of all the Torah of his Rebbe, of Avram. Who Damesek Eliezer? Damesek, okay. Amar of Elazar, what does that mean? Damesek Eliezer, what Damesek means, he's from Damascus. But the Darshan Amar Lazar said dole umashka mitoraso shel rabo l'achayrim, that he was dole that he drew, and then he was mashka he gave to drink others the Torah that he absorbed from his master. Then the Gemara quotes the famous Gemara, it's in Kiddushin, right? Kayam Avram Avinu Kol HaTorah Kulo. Kula. Avram was with Kayam all of the Torah. So what does it mean, all the Torah? It's subject to a major, major machlokas on the blogs. No, subject to a machlokas Rishonim. Right? Shenemra, the Pasuk says, Ekev, because Asher Shema Avraham, that Avram listened Bikoli, missing the main part of the Pasuk is, Ekev, it's in Bereishis Parachavah, Pasuk Hey, Ekev Shema Avram Bikoli Vayishmor, Mishmarti, Mitzvosai, Hukosai, Visorosai. So he kept all my mitzvos, my chukim, and my Torah. So they learn out that he kept all the Torah. So Amrlei, Rav Shimi Barchia LeRav. So Rav Shimi Barchia LeRav said, well, maybe what he kept all the Torah meant all the Torah that was given at the time, which was the Shiva mitzvos Bnei Noach, right? The Ema Shiva mitzvos. So the Gemara says, Ha'ika Nami Mila. Well, no, he did Mila also. So he says, the Ema Shiva mitzvos Umila. Maybe he did Shiva mitzvos plus one, seven plus one. Amrlei Im Kain. Mitzvosai v'sorosai lamali. Why do I need mitzvosai v'sorosai? It would just be Ekev Shema Avram Bikoli. What is it? Shema Bikoli means whatever I said, which was the seven mitzvos and mila. Why do I need the extra words of mitzvosai, chukosai v'sorosai lamali? So it must be that he kept all the mitzvos. Amar, what's that? Here, sir? Rava? Okay, Amar Rava, the e-tamer of Ashi. Kayim Avram Avinu Afilu Erev Tavshilin. Even a Ruve Tavshilim he was Mekayim, which is interesting, as Rashi points out, She'en olach l'mosh m'sinai, elach hakanas sofrim, she'asidin l'takim, so din d'rabanan, that he was going to keep, she'ne'amar sorosai, sorosai is in plural, Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh, right, sorosai, achas Torah Shebichsav, be'achas Torah Shebal Peh. But what's the source for that? So Mar Yitzchai says, it can't be that it's Eruv Tavshilim, because the source is Ekev, right, Ekev Shema. So Ekev is it could be a halacha that you do with your feet. What's that? Eiv Tchumim. Some Mara's guy says it should be Eiv Tchumim. Okay? So Mara says that, but what does that necessarily mean that Avram kept all the mitzvos? He didn't. He wasn't makir v'kovan chatos. He wasn't, there are certain things that necessarily weren't done. Okay? Maybe in theory, not in theory, but maybe the idea that he was tuned in to a point that everything that was available at the time, he knew how to get. Or maybe even Pasha Tzad, with Mekayim. What?
He didn't do a lot of things.
No one can keep all the mitzvos.
Right. Well,
it's impossible.
You can't keep certain mitzvos if you don't have an opportunity to do that.
So
you
here's
the mitzvah. You can't make certain mitzvos.
Correct. You can't do it because you're not coming.
Right.
So. Correct. It's the same idea. What does that mean? What does that mean? It's a shiurim all over the place for that. I'm sure if you go and type that into the. Type it into Google and you'll find the answer. Baruch Hashem, we're doing that. You don't to get involved. Okay. So now Gemara said that Masiv and Shmuel Omer, right? The Mishnah said, right? That's what we said. It was a little confusing in the Mishnah. We had Masiv and Shmuel Omer Heir Pnei Kol Mizrach Achel Chevron Vehu Omer Hein, and he says Hein. So who's speaking? Because remember, we have the Mamuna and we have the guy on top of the roof. So who Omer Hein? What's going on? So right. So Man Omer Hein. Gemara asks, who's the one who says Hein? Ilema Haidekaya Igra, who, right, if you say it's the guy who's on the roof, who Cholim, Vuhum Mefasher, he dreams, and he interprets, meaning, so what's going on? He says, Heir Kol Pnei, Kol Mizrach Atche B'Chevron, Hein. Like, it's a question, and he answers. Right? He's going to give the dream, and he's going to answer it. Doesn't make sense. And he's going to say, the one who says yes. It seems like someone's asking him the question, hey, you're Kol Pnei Mizrach, and then he says, hey. So it can't be the guy on top, because he's going to be, right, who, that's a great line, who called him, who Mefasher?
Yes, he can. What? The guy in the bottom, the moon on the bottom, asking the question.
Okay, so we got to get there. So Ella, Haidika Ara. So it must be the guy on the ground. So the Gemara says, how can the guy on the ground say to him as a statement, it was lit up all over, how does he state, right? Mino Yodei. The Gemara says, Ibai Seim Ahadikaya Ara, maybe one person says, we can reinterpret and say that it's the person who's on the ground. Ibai Seim Ahadikaya Igra, it's the one who's on the roof. Ibai Seim Ahadikaya Igra, the one who's on the roof. Amar Ihu, the other one asks him a question. Heyer Pnei Kol Mizrach, the Amar Lei Hachdikai, he says, Heyer Kol Pnei Kol Mizrach. So the Amar Lei Hachdikaya Ara, the guy on the ground, says back to him, Achshav Chevron, is it light all the way to Chevron? And the guy on the roof says yes. The guy on the ground says Hain, right? Amar Iyu, so the guy on the roof says, Heyer Pnei Kol HaMizrach, V'Amrele Ad Shevechevron, up to Chevron, okay, the Kaya Ara, Hatakaya Ara, Amar Iyu, who's this? Amar Iyu, Heyer Kol Pnei HaMizrach, V'Amrele, so he asks him, Heyer Kol Pnei HaMizrach, the guy on the roof then responds and says, Ad Shevechevron, it's lift all the way to Chevron. The guy says back, Hain, really? It is? And that's how the conversation goes. You can figure the conversation one way or another. Let's just do like two more lines. So we have a little more. So lama hitzul kach. Why do we need this? So we said we needed this, similar to what Josh's question was before. We needed this because there was this one time where they got confused with the sunlight and the moonlight. So they have to do all this whole process to make sure. The Gemara says, umi michlof. How could they have possibly confused the moonlight and the sunlight? Vatanya, the Rebbe says, for scientific, how time Rebbe Omer, Eino domer timor shalavana l'timor shalchama. I guess the light or the streaks, however it translates timor. The timor of the levana and timor of the chama, they're different. The shadow or the light? Okay. Timor shalavana mitamer v'ole kimakel. The light or the shaft of light of the levana is straight. It's not rays that spreads out. Timor shalchama, but the timor of the sun, matzil ikanamikan. It spreads out, right? The sunlight, you have the sun rays that spread out. So how can you make the confusion? So Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, Yomu Unyan Haya. It was a cloudy day or night, umatzil ikanamikan. And therefore the cloud took the light of the moon, and because it, I guess, refracted through the cloud, it made it look like it spread out, so they got confused that day. So therefore they did this whole process in order to make sure that there's no confusion, that it really is the sunlight. So we'll stop here by Amar Rafakah.